The gospel that we read today must be read with insight. A woman came to Jesus asking the Lord to assist her daughter. The answer of the Lord is that it was not right to take the bread of children and give it to the dogs. This is a very shocking statement. My dear brothers and sisters, many of us love dogs. When I was in Cebu, I used to take care of small dogs. I remember the names of my dogs. One of my dogs was called Summer. The other dog was called Ginger. And until recently, until I donated my own dog to Bishop Tagura, and my dog is now in Cebu, but originally a Cebuano dog, a boxer, my dog's name is Dollar. But Dollar is not with me anymore. The dog was not the well-loved guardian during the time of the Lord that it is today. More commonly, the dog was actually a symbol of dishonor. To the Greeks, the word dog meant a shameless and audacious woman. It was used exactly with the connotation that we use the word, but I cannot say it in public. And to the Jews, the word dog was a term of contempt. Do not give dogs what is holy. The Jewish dog was in fact sometimes a Jewish term of contempt for the Gentiles. The Jews did not like the Gentiles. It was a word of contempt, just like, you know, it's very sad that we knew about it, that the word or the name Filipino in some countries is equivalent to domestic helper. It sounds insulting. We feel bad when we hear people saying that the Filipino in other countries is known as a domestic helper. But no matter how you look at it, the dog, the term dog, is an insult to the people then. And that is why it is not easy to understand, it is not easy to explain the use of the term dog in the gospel today. The Lord did not use the usual word. He used a diminutive word that described not the wild dogs of the streets, but the little pet dogs of the house. And in Greek, diminutives are characteristically affectionate. And Jesus took the sting out of the word. But there is another point that I'd like to underline as far as the woman today and the Lord Jesus are concerned. The woman was a Greek. The Greeks had a gift of what we call in English repartee. And she saw at once that the Lord, when he said that what is given to the children should not be given to the dogs, the Lord was speaking with a smile on his face. And the woman knew that the door was swinging on the hinges. And in those days, people did not have either knives or forks or table napkins. They ate with their bare hands, as some of us still do. And so the woman said, "I know that children are fed first, but can I not even get the scraps that children throw away?" And because of this, the Lord loved that statement, because here is a woman, here is a person who would not take no for an answer. Here is a woman with a tragedy of a sick daughter at home, and there was still light enough in her heart to reply with a smile. In other words, in spite of the condition of her daughter, the woman had a sunny disposition. In spite of her trials, in spite of her travails related to the daughter, in spite of her problem with the daughter, the woman did not lose her sense of humor. she could still crack some jokes, and her faith was tested, and her faith was real, and her prayer was answered. My dear brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, in spite of our travails, in spite of our worries and problems, let us not lose our sense of humor, and let us persevere in our faith. I remember a certain James Gillis who said, "Whom the gods would make bigots, they first deprive of honor." My dear brothers and sisters, any person will admit that we have to learn to stop worrying a lot. Some people, they worry a lot. Let us bring our worries to the Lord. The reason why worry could kill more people than work is because more people worry than work. And as we already all know, the beginning of worry is the end of faith. And the beginning of faith is the end of worry. Amen.